MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Here's what's happening. Urenco USA staff and leaders, along with local officials, celebrating a step towards zero emissions at the nuclear enrichment facility east of Eunice. The event was a groundbreaking for half-megawatt solar array to offset Urenco's electric usage, with more solar power to come in the future. Urenco is transitioning its on-site fleet to electric vehicles, with charging stations already available at the site for employees and more stations coming. Along with the solar project, Urenco moving forward on capacity expansion and advanced fuel projects that could be on line of the next few months to a year. In early July, Urenco announcing its plan to expand enrichment capacity at the facility, the first expansion since 2016. Nearly 20 years after a large chromium plume contamination identified near Los Alamos National Laboratory, state and federal officials still trying to figure out the best way to clean it up. Disagreement over rising levels of chromium has led to the cleanup effort being halted. In 2016, the U.S. Department of Energy given a consent order to clean up the chromium plume. The nearly 160,000 pounds of chromium comes from a non-nuclear power plant at Los Alamos National Laboratory. A bill aimed at compensating oil field workers for uninsured medical costs related to oil field work introduced in Hobbs last week by first-term U.S. Rep. Gabe Vasquez before a gathering of about 75 people. Vasquez called out oil companies and the wealthy. The Energy Workers Health Improvement and Compensation Act, which requires oil and gas companies to contribute to a fund to cover health expenses for workers and their families for conditions such as asthma, heat-related illness, and other respiratory and cardiovascular diseases associated with air pollution and prolonged exposure to methane emissions. That's what's happening. I'm Jill Miller, MTD Radio News.